Nice. We'll have to go today again, I guess.
How did that happen?
Just on the screen. He'd be back soon, I hope. What was your Wednesday?
How about time? Mars?
It's just the non-kicking leg, and I think they're being protective more than anything else. I really don't think there's any correlation. It's something that happened. I don't think it's going to keep him down for long. It's soft tissue. We just got to keep going.
Tom and the team, it's not a good guy. We got new weekend, pretty much for 5 minutes. What's the level of concern? You have two young guys who drift by.
Well, the level of concern is they're going to pick up the pace. They know what the numbers are. And no matter what the rotation is, whether it's 4-3 or 3-4, they've all got to play and they've all got to contribute. So you don't want them missing any time, obviously. But it's not only the time on the field, but it's the time just being here, learning the Giant culture, all of those things.
Do you look at two guys in place, two of those guys you hope you get with Barry Hayes, that kind of thing?
Well, Barry's an outstanding football player. We hope that these guys will be the same. So I see flashes of that kind of ability, and we're just trying to continue to develop.
Sash fixed
in the first game. He's done a nice job. He's been physical. He's been very quick to react. His angles have gotten better. Secondary, he's had a couple of interceptions. Been on all our special teams. He's actually been fullback in the punt team. Job for a young guy. Well, that develops over time. When they get to know each other well, and they communicate well, and I look and see, guys like Beatty have been around here for long enough to be able to communicate. Deal's kind of taken him under his wing in terms of the communication process. The right side is the right side. Steve and Kenzie worked together for quite some time. And, we've got to get Dave Boss involved in probably being a little bit more vocal, and he's trying to get comfortable and each day he practices more and more. I can see it coming. So it'll be there.
Have you seen issues with the center quarterback?
I think right away we saw a couple of, I think it had more to do with the perspiration than anything else.
Coach, your thoughts on David Carson part?
David's had a few snaps and worked some, a little bit rusty with our system, but getting there, starting to feel more comfortable each day.
Was Kenny okay last night, or was Tyler just starting on his first 2 reps?
Kenny's fine. We just cut back his reps a little bit last night.
Tom, with injuries and changes such, as opportunity the right word for a lot of these guys here again?
It's the way it has to be looked at. It is an opportunity. If you just play a position, something happens at that position, whether there's a player here or not, take full advantage of it, because this is what it is. This is the NFL as we know it today. So players that make up their mind that this is what they want, make it a priority, willing to sacrifice, willing to pay the price, they can be a part of it.
You talked about Andre Brown the other day, saying he's fast. Does he look like the same player faster athlete?
He's faster. To me, he looks faster. I think all his issues with his legs are past, and he does look. To me, he looks more explosive.
Well, you got drafted in the fourth round, right?
We did.
So I mean, he's faster.
Through the time he was away, he got faster.
Tom, the officials are here today. Are any of the rules changes this year significant, or is it just the tweaks?
Defenseless player. You better know what you're doing. Defenseless player. What you can hit, what you can hit with, who is a defenseless player. The additions of, for example, the running back that's held up. One of the problems with all that is we didn't always get a whistle. We were supposed to get a whistle. The whistle would stop a lot of that. There are certain situations that players are, unfortunately now, without a lot of football, this preseason is going to have to be a big learning experience. In my opinion, in that regard, because there's semantics that goes with the understanding of this, and of course different parts of the anatomy involved too. So I would say that that's going to take some adjusting.
Justin told us this weekend that his body says he misses the 2 days, but his body doesn't. Are there any advantages to this system, to this new schedule?
Well, I'll give you an advantage. The correction part of this thing is much greater than it's ever been before. You're always in 2 days, you're in a hurry to get to the next. I don't think sometimes we do as good a job as we possibly could with the correction part of it. So it's a there isn't any question. And I've charted between the jog, the walkthroughs, the jog throughs, the separates in practice, we're having offensively, we're averaging about 104 snaps a day, and defensively 118. So you're getting, for example, on defense, almost twice as many reps as you're getting on the practice field. So if you really understand what I'm telling you, as I say to the players, if you understand that it's 3-1, 4-1, whatever you want to say, the number of reps, the mental part of it to the physical with this new CBA, then you understand and can apply yourself so that you don't walk out to a jog field with your mind a million miles away, because it is your opportunity to learn, to understand. There's different ways to learn. A lot of guys are not great in the classroom, but if you take them out and they can visualize it, they look at a tape, they go in the jog throughs and they walk through it or jog through it, they see it, they learn it. So I think there's the advantage.
Can you tell us what was the last year in double sessions?
It's all more of us on the field.
Much so it's the more same numbers, field. But it's just...
Well, no, they're not the same numbers, because you didn't get the same amount of jog throughs. You were practicing. You were doing more with your classroom, and your separates were about all you got. Occasionally, we would convert a classroom session into a jog through, but in this case, we've got the time to do that.
I fucking love playing the arena league. Have you seen a difference again this year?
I think he's... I don't know how to compare that in terms of exactly what he would have experienced in the arena league, although I do have an idea of how the game is played there. Athleticism, quickness, speed, all those things are critical. So, we'll just apply that to what's going on.
Did you see improvements?
We'll see. I've seen some good things, and I've seen some things that have been okay.
Top Saturday's fast approaching. Is this the most challenging situation for the first preseason game based on what you had at the time going in?
Well, it's, again, 11 practices and play a game. And you'd like to be able to play as many people as you can. And, you know, organizationally, you're probably not as far along as you would like to be. But some of this stuff that they have to pick up on the fly. Hopefully, if it's just an opportunity to go out and play, relax, and play the game, we can get some maximum out of that in terms of, you know, seeing what the real football player is like, not all tied up and, oh my gosh, if I step with this foot. You know. So that's what the problem is. They're not as... Last year, going into the first game, we probably had 23 practices, or maybe 20 practices. This year, we have 11.